Good morning, Dr. John B.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
Well, it's it was with a heavy heart that many of us saw the news this weekend for the vice president. It doesn't really matter at all where your politics lie when you see a human tragedy and something that comes to so many families. Reach out and hit his again, the loss of a son at any age. He was 46 years old, but his son, Bo Biden, who died of brain cancer. And again, he's had the Vice President Joe Biden tragedy in his life with his family, with early loss, spouse, and now two children. It's something, you go back to the Bible, Doc. I mean, it upsets the natural rhythm of life. And you've had to work, and it's been part of your vocation, to work with so many parents who have lost children. And what kind of things go into your mindset with that?
Well, you know, it's one of the saddest things when you're working with people that have had this experience, because it's so devastating. And I think the best way is that a person says really a part of themselves, a hole in their heart, something that it just totally changes, because it changes the trajectory of their whole life in terms of expectations for the child, dreams for the child, and then the family. It could be children. It could be whatever it is down the road. And it's one of those things that the person just can't cope with it often. And many people spend years and years, you know, first of all, you never get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the feelings of depression, the feelings of loss, the questions of why, the questions of guilt, what might I have done, it can break up marriages, it can break up relationships, it can end friendships. It's one of those things that it's hard to find a positive, except the person somehow, when they go through the whole thing, try to find some meaning, some purpose in life. I know personally, I had a brother who had died before I was born, actually less than a year before I was born, and we had his bronze shoes and a picture of him in the house, and we talked about him. There was never any hiding or anything, but I remember times I'd see my mother or my dad just kind of over there looking, touching the shoes, just kind of looking, you never get over. We talked about it, and I know that they never were the same. Both of them talked about the loss,
mm-hmm.
and were glad that I was born. I actually felt that, God, that was part of the thing that actually had me come, as part to take away the pain and suffering that they were going through. In fact, one little anecdote, my mother said before I was born, for the 9-10 months before, that she had the nightmare every night that my brother was in the cemetery chasing her, saying, "I don't want to be here." And after I was born, yeah, that was a story that I heard, and it was many times. And they were actually saying this, oddly saying that I was the one who had kind of broken that spell, so to speak. And they were religious people, you know, Catholic. They believe God had sent me to help overcome the issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find when people have lost a child, it can be a stillbirth, it can be, you know, in terms of during pregnancy, it can be when someone is young. He was like 2 years old, my little brother, childhood meningitis back in 42. And the thing is, what do you do? Now, Biden now has had, tragically, on both ends, when he was a young man with a young child, you know,
mm-hmm.
with his
sure.
daughter in 72,
right.
and a wife, and now he has a 46-year-old son who appears to be really an exceptional, you know, in terms of exceptional young person, man.
Sure, absolutely.
And here he is in his prime. So he has really, really been through everything. And I like one of the statements that he made when he was talking to a group. He said, "People will say, I know how you feel, this type thing." He said, "You can't unless you have been there." And I've worked with, I don't know, many, many persons that have gone through this, and obviously lived in a home with my parents that never quite got over that. They moved on, but it's a part of you, Dave, and it's,
well, then, Doc,
I
think you're right, and that even in how he reacted there, and that's why I think you have to be careful. It's important to show you care, but choose your words carefully too. I mean, just to tell anybody, I understand, I get it. If it's identical, as close as you can get, maybe. But there are some things like this. I think he's right. I can't imagine it myself. You try to get your hand around it, and you say, "Boy, just put that over there," because you can't imagine it. And so I think he's right about that.
Well, I think when this happens, you can certainly be available. You can accept, you can't change the situation. But I think if you realize the struggle the person's going through, you attempt to be available, and you talk about the child. You know, just because someone dies doesn't mean that you can't be talking about the smile, the wonder, the joys, the experiences you had together. And a lot of times when people have lost someone, they actually feel even more isolated because people don't talk to them or people are superficial. Or some people even almost run away. So it can be very, very difficult. That's why support groups, being near family, being near friends, being near persons we can trust, becomes very critical.
Dr. John Braccio is with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. He's been there, ladies and gentlemen, a good long time. He's worked with a lot of people who've suffered from losses. And again, one of the most tragic is a parent who loses a child. The website for the podcast is drjohnb.com. Doc, tough subject, but something, again, that, you know, if you're going through it, I think you're right. It would definitely help maybe this in even more than some other areas, having someone else to talk to and to share so that you don't isolate completely. That's a pretty good thing overall as you start the long road back. And for many people, it's got to be a very long road.
It also can break up relationships if a person feels the other partner isn't responding in the right way, because grieving is a very personal thing, and some people may put it off for a period, or they're so numb they can't even deal with it, where one has utterly fallen apart. So there is a need to really be sensitive to those that are living, as well as trying to deal with the horrible situation of someone who has died, and many relationships have been broken or severely damaged. So it's critical that not happen, to even add another tragedy to something that most of us can't even imagine. And by the way, over 57,000 children under 19 die every year. So we're talking about 100,000 Americans every year dealing with the loss of a child. That's pretty devastating when you think of those numbers.
No question. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, drjohnb.com. Sir, have a great day.
Same to you, my friend.